Sir.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good morning, the world. I don't know how you do it out here in San Diego, but I'm in California. Yes, and I'm on my honeymoon, would you believe it, with my lovely wife, sidekick, and co-host, Irina. And we're here, we're up with you. So, hey, everyone on 1170, The Answer 96.1, good morning. And, of course, the rest of the earth on CRN One Talk Radio. We're so happy to be here with you. This is a talk show that's interactive. If you're joining us for the first time or on Facebook or whatever you're doing, you're able to give us a call just by calling in at 855-DR-MITCH. Mike's up with us, our engineer, ready to take your call. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. We'll even take your text message at 561-789-1588. Well, what am I doing here in California, right? Well, first of all, good morning, sweet. I woke you up.
Good morning. And no coffee today? What
yeah, no coffee.
What's going on our honeymoon?
Yeah, we're starting off. We're doing this in our room. It's before coffee time. No one else is up. We'll probably wake up this entire hotel. But, hey, for the sake of the Dr. Mitch show, we really don't care. In any case, we're here to tell you, first of all, we were in 2 days ago on Thursday and partially on Friday in Phoenix, Arizona, where I was lecturing to an amazing group of environmental doctors. And one of the things that we're seeing more and more doctors throughout the United States is a terrible, terrible situation, which is burnout. Pretty much doctors have had it. I mean, they're not getting paid as much as everyone likes to think they are. To maintain what they're making, they have to work a lot longer. And we're talking about the rank and file doctors. I mean, the ones who take care of you day to day. We're talking about the general internists, the family doctors, what we call the PCPs, the primary care physicians. It's tough in what's going on now. And I know you don't have to take out your violin for them, but what's happening is these doctors are getting burned out. When a doctor gets burned out and isn't having fun getting up every morning to do his or her job, then the errors are going to begin. And that's what we're concerned about. So doctors are looking for a better way because they realize the typical writing of prescriptions, the typical way we do Western medicine, is pretty much a wholesale failure. We're not getting to where we need to go. Folks are still sick. They still have autoimmune disease. They still have cancer. They still have high blood pressure. They're still anxious as can be. They're still obese. And yet, we don't have any really good medicines. All we do, like in diabetes, is we continue to suppress as best we can with one medicine. That doesn't work. We'll give you two, three, four. So with this, the societies, several of them out there, are looking for how can we look at an approach that's physiological? How can we see what's happening in the biochemistry of individuals? How can we use things that are natural, non-toxic, to help people get better? That's what this seminar was about. I had the privilege of speaking for 2 hours, 1 hour on Thursday, where I taught them how to use the proper laboratory test to evaluate an individual that is much more expanded than the typical. On the second day, I spoke about the use of the best anti-infective there is to humankind that I've ever seen, and that's the use of a nanoparticularized silver, and we'll try to get to some of that today. The show is open show, so you can call about anything you want. We have the motto, look good, feel good, have great sex. We love to make sure that we teach you something each show that you can, you know, apply immediately for you and your family. And that's what we're here for. Isn't that right, sweetheart?
Yeah, that's right. I just wanted to add that the burnout's typically also related to this non-clinical work that doctors have to do, not just the medicines that they have, but all the paperwork, bureaucracy, basically.
We'll be right back at CRN One Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Picture yourself and your loved one saying, I do, with a stunning sunset behind you and the sound of the waves gently lapping the shore. We can make that dream wedding come true. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel offers oceanfront and ocean view venues for a perfect backdrop to all your wedding memories. Choose from our wedding and vow renewal packages, or let us customize a ceremony just for you. Call 661-0011 or visit ka'anapaliweddings.com and let us help you create that once-in-a-lifetime occasion.
W's China Bistro. W's China Bistro is a classic, but you know what? It's an unusual classic. It's down in Redondo Beach in South Bay, south of Los Angeles, and it's a casual classic, but it's also nice enough for a special occasion. It's really quite a wonderful restaurant. It's pretty, it's easy, it's reasonably priced. It's got something for everyone. It's W's China Bistro, and the food, of course, is great.
Well, good morning, everybody. If you're just stretching in bed and you're listening to CRN1 Talk Radio, I'm Dr. Mitch. And, of course, if you're up in the San Diego area, we certainly welcome you at 96.1 and 1170 The Answer AM. So we're here to help you to live better, think better, work better. And the way we do that is, of course, always helping you understand how the body functions and some things that you could do for your own. I was talking about, if you missed the first segment, how we were just training and teaching doctors in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the things I taught them on Friday morning was the use of a particular substance that basically can kill almost pretty much any a bacteria, virus, or even a fungi. You're thinking, is there such a substance around? Because we have antibiotics, they only kill bacteria. We have some antifungals, not a lot. And we have some antivirals, but we don't have a whole host of them. And yes, we do. We have a substance that does an amazing job. And its substance is called Argentin 23. Argentin 23 is a nano, meaning really tiny, particularized liquid that has silver, pure silver. It's actually 99.999% pure silver in water. It is not a colloid. A colloid is a mixture that lots of people make at home. We pick up at the health food store often called colloidal silver. You have to be careful with that one, because that has other minerals in it too. It is not as pure. It is not packaged in just glass. And it's the kind that could turn you somewhat blue, as you've seen before, called argyria. When it comes to Argentin 23, we don't see that at all. We're basically seeing a product within one drop. Listen to this. It's just so hard to think about. I don't know if you can, if you have the capability. I just can't. In one drop of silver, that's Argentin 23, which is 23 parts per million, there are 300 million particles. What? That in one drop, there are 300 million particles. Does the human brain even, conceive that at all, do you think?
No, I don't know. I don't know how to imagine that.
But what you can imagine is that it is so well concentrated with these tiny, tiny particles that it gets the job done. So there is a new release, and I was talking about this before. There's a new thing by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, that food poisoning is going up. Things like salmonella. I don't know if you ever had food poisoning before. It is awful. I remember pretty much twice in my life, and thank God it was a long, long time ago, of having full-blown food poisoning. Do you ever have food poisoning, by the way?
I have never had food poisoning.
Oh, it's when you have the whole family having it, it's insane, because you really can't even move. After the first four times you vomit, vomit like crazy, you're definitely, the best thing that you have is your porcelain bowl to just stand by. And actually, I shouldn't even say stand by, because you can't stand, you're slung over it. Mike, have you ever had food poisoning ever in your life? That you've ever experienced what I'm talking about?
Oh, mercy, mercy me. Yes, yes. I was on a cruise one time, and after I got home from the cruise, it was like you said, Mitch, just in the bathroom for about 48 hours straight.
horrible, right? It's like the worst. I mean, it's you would tell someone, take a pipe and take me out of here. It's that bad. But do you know that I have, thank God, I have never had food poisoning since. And the reason, and again, you put up the perfect example, Mike, on a cruise ship, which is very common to have viruses going around. So this is what I do, and this is what I told the folks as well to do. And it worked. It works every single time. I just start to feel funny. This is what I do. So I carry, whenever I travel, like I am now, I'm in California, as I told you earlier, I carry a whole bunch of this Argentin 23 in our suitcase. So do we ever leave without it?
Never, and especially not on a cruise ship. We'll take big bottles
of it, right?
Huge bottle. Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I typically will use it when I'm on a cruise, Mike. I use it prophylactically. I basically take it a tablespoon in the morning and a tablespoon at night. But if, let's say, you start with food poisoning, you know, get that feeling. Again, if you've never experienced it, we pray you don't ever experience it. And if you've had it, well, we pray you don't ever have it again. And if you have it right now, I'm giving you the answer. So if you take a tablespoon of this material and you swallow it, and you do that, basically, I start off with 2 tablespoons. 2 tablespoons is an ounce, by the way. They're 30 cc's to an ounce. For those that don't know the apothecary equivalents, a tablespoon's 15 cc's, a teaspoon's 5, by the way. So there are 3 teaspoons to a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons to an ounce. So by taking 2 tablespoons or 1 ounce pretty much every 15 minutes for about 2.5 to 3 hours, would you believe it just knocks it out, even if it is started? Now, can you imagine, Mike, if you had this with you, instead of being slung for 48 hours over the toilet, in 2.5 hours, you could have said bye-bye. And wouldn't it have been neat to know that if you were going on a cruise, if you carry this material with you, that basically you'll never get sick while you're on the cruise, including the viruses. So there's a little prevention for you, because medicine should always be prevention. Truth is, do you know of anything in the conventional market, so to speak, conventional medicine, that can perform the same thing? Is there anything that we could take anywhere? I mean, people say, okay, if you go to Mexico, you could take Pepto-Bismol if you get the Montezuma's Revenge, which is E. coli. But I'm not sure you could take it prior to that, because you might end up with constipation. So I don't know anything that has prevention and actually treatment capability that is that good.
No, we don't have anything. And, you know, even if you take antibiotics, guess what? That can cause diarrhea on its own.
Yeah, it's terrible. So this won't cause diarrhea. It's easy. It's safe. And, yeah, it does taste okay. It tastes like a little bit metallic in your mouth. But for the most part, it is a clean, easy thing to retake. It works great. And it will give you the relief that you're looking for. Now, with the CDC saying, there's a lot more. Where are people getting food poisoning from, Irene? I know the CDC was reporting it off last week, so I would tell the folks where they have to be very careful, because a lot of it is, as we eat, we go out to eat, and you and I eat out a lot. Of course, now we're traveling on our honeymoon. So where do we get it from? What kind of things?
Well, a lot of things. Chicken, eggs, vegetables, beef, pork. But I guess the chicken is where the most of it comes from. And unfortunately, chicken is allowed to be sold in the supermarkets with this salmonella in it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's allowed to be sold with salmonella in it? I mean, are you telling me they know it's there and they'll sell it anyway? Yes. I don't believe it. That's insane. Why do you think they would do that? You know, they're saying that they have salmonella and okay, here you go. You mean, or is it like there's a certain amount in the chicken? Is that what it is, maybe?
Yeah, that's what it is. And we don't have enough of agencies to monitor it properly.
Oh, my gosh. I think we're going to be going to a break just in a moment. This is Dr. Mitch. The show's open. You can call us about anything. Anything in health, we're going to help you. When we come back, we'll talk more about how to prevent a lot of the things that you get, colds, etc. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio and 1170 The Answer in San Diego, along with 96.1. Love being here. You look good, feel good, have great sets. Call us and give us a call. 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. You could text us to 561-789-1588. That's how you do it. Mike, can you bring us back quickly? I hope so. I'm Dr. Mitch, and we'll be back with lots more. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video. Right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at crntalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch, just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch here. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina. We're doing the show live, of course, right here in California, and we welcome our affiliates, 96.1 FM, and of course, 1170 The Answer, everywhere in San Diego, and of course, everywhere in the world if you're on CRN One Talk Digital Network. It's clean, it's crisp, and we're here to help you. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about something that you could do, that you can use that's so natural, works like a charm, and can really help you to feel better. This is an open show. And by the way, if you missed anything of the show, just know you can always get the archive shows for free just by going to imconsult.us. That's imconsult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T, all one word, imconsult.us. And all the archive shows are there for you. And if you want to call in, we'd love you to do that. It's easy. And all you have to call is 855-DR-MITCH. We're live right now, 855-376-4824. And of course, texting, we always leave to you as well at 561-789-1588. We're trying to give you some opportunities to prevent some things from occurring. And I could literally make, Irina, you and I both know, probably 20 shows of things that we can prevent. But since we were lecturing to physicians this week and we were teaching them how to use this and help patients use this, I thought our audience, who's the most important thing in the world to us, should learn how to do these things as well. Well, I think we should give them one more thing, and that it would be, we know the flu season is coming, And many of you are going to run to take the flu shot. And remember, the flu shot will only work in the event that it is the flu. That makes sense, doesn't it? If you get something that's like a cold or sick or something else, and it's not the flu shot won't do you any good. And that should be pretty clear to you. The other thing is, as you get older, the flu shot has less proclivity to help you. When you have a good immune system when you're in your 20s, it's a marked difference between someone in their 40s or 50s. And therefore, the flu shot, which basically hinges on the body remembering its exposure to the flu material, then you might find that you're not going to get the same result. And who needs the flu shot the most are the elderly, whose immune systems are already compromised. So there are people also that are unable or so immune compromised are not able to take a flu injection anymore in any case. So for those folks and for those of you, you know, that don't want to take a flu shot that are anti the flu shot for many reasons, and that's not what this show is about today. This show is basically to give you alternative or substitute for or use side by side. What you can do, and I've done very successfully with thousands of people across the world telling them this, and it really, really works. One of the things they found is that the flu is often a vitamin D. That's D as in David deficiency. And if you take vitamin D, or at least go find out what your blood level is, it's a simple test. You can actually go and get the test done regardless whether your physician does it or not. And don't go by the standard, 30 or more, as labs typically report is okay. Get your vitamin D level to 60 to 100. That's right. If it's not 60 to 100, get it there. And what I often tell folks is if it's less than 60, that perhaps 10,000 units of vitamin D3, don't use D2, but 10,000 units of D3 daily. And again, I always say, ask your doctor. Don't, you know, I give you the advice. Irina and I work to help you get healthy. You just ask your doctor. And if the doctor doesn't know or says, well, that may be too much, then maybe it's time to find a different doctor. That's what I would think. So if you take vitamin D3, 10,000 units a day, if it's below the 60, you'll bring it up. It takes months. You know you're not going to get toxic. There are studies with taking 40,000 units a day for 4 months and the patients didn't get toxic. I'm not suggesting that. But if you can, taking 10,000 units a day starting now, before we enter flu season this September, October, late August occasionally, then I think what you'll find that you're already getting the first layer of protection. What's that, Mike? 1 minute. I got to give them the second part of this. And the second part, of course, is take the Argentin 23, the silver. It comes in a nasal cannula. Any of your doctor can get this for you. If you don't know where to get it, just go online to iamconsult.com. 4 sprays in each nostril twice a day. Guess what? That and vitamin D, I haven't had a cold in more than 14 years. Irina, you haven't either. That's amazing.
I haven't either. The only thing bothers me now is my allergies.
Well, that's different.
Talk about that a little bit too.
Okay, we could do that. All right, give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. You can text to 561-789-1588. We'll be right back with lots more of the Dr. Mitch Show, how to look good, feel good, have great sex. That is CRN1 Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Avengers Endgame is finally here. After the devastating events of Avengers Infinity War, the universe is in ruins. With the help of the remaining allies, the Avengers assemble once more in order to restore order to the universe. It's certainly been a fun ride for Don Cheadle's War Machine.
This has been a very interesting ride and a lot of fun. And to be this many movies in and to still be changing and to still have new stuff to do, it's just been really exciting.
Avengers Endgame, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
CRN listeners. Listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Are you tired of the courts usurping your freedom? America is supposed to be a democracy, but 9 unelected justices sitting up high in Washington, D.C. are making laws which they have no right to make. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRNTalk.com. Richard Nixon's a practicing attorney and noted author, and we talk all things legal, all things constitutional from a strict constructionalist perspective. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com.
All right, we're back, and it's Dr. Mitch with Irina. Good morning, world. CRN, One Talk Radio, and, of course, 1170 Answer and 96.1 FM. Good morning, wherever you're going, if you're driving in your car or if you're just getting up, getting ready for church, whatever it is you're doing on Sunday morning, we always welcome you to our show. We're here every Sunday from basically 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. That's Pacific time, Eastern time, of course. It's 9 to 10 a.m. In either case, we're here to try to provide you with as much natural, and I'll use the word natural, information as opposed to doing things the medical way. I am a medical doctor. I have a PhD. I've written 4 books. I lecture all over the world. I've been doing this more than 38 years. Irina is a nurse practitioner. I've been doing integrative medicine for more than 5 years and is a consultant to a dozen physicians. We basically help the doctors and we help you to become healthy. We're not saying throw out regular medicine. That's so ridiculous. What we're basically saying is try to keep yourself healthy. And when there's an option between 2 things, try the one that has the least amount of side effects. And so we've talked about the silver a little bit. And we've also talked about vitamin D, the combination of spraying your nose with 4 sprays of Argentin 23 easily found on the website imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. By spraying your nose or sprays twice a day, pretty much every day, sniff it, let it go down the back of your throat. You could swallow the whole a gallon of the material. It's not going to hurt you. And if it's okay with your doctor, doing that twice a day and taking vitamin D, just like Irina and I do, we have neither one of us had a cold in as long as we can remember. Neither one of us have had the flu. And to be quite frank with you, neither one of us take the flu shot.
It's, hold on. Don't you want to talk about your man flu episode last year?
That was two, that was 2 years ago. I actually got a cold. See now you're going to take advantage of me, and we're on our honeymoon. You're not supposed to do that. Well, a year ago, I had actually a sniffle that started for it was there and gone what 24 hours,
right,
not even.
That, but oh my gosh, did you make it look like you were dying?
But that's what a man does. I don't understand why I even have to explain this to our folks listening. I mean, that's something. That's what us men do. I mean, women. You know, women get sick. You know, they just keep doing whatever they do. Men. We have man flu. We have something when we're not feeling good. We want the attention of like mommy and or wife or girlfriend. I mean, you know, I don't know what you do, Mike, because since you live alone. But come on, we press our luck when we have a sniffle. It's oh my gosh, sweetie, can you hand me that over there? It's on the counter. She goes, get up and go get it. She tells me I would want the compassion. Now that we're married, I would hope that I get a lot more compassion. Mike, have you ever been in that position where you've had man flu before?
Not necessarily about man flu, but tell you what, Dr. Mitch, we do have a call from Jamie in Minnesota who wants to talk about natural remedies for her eye problems.
Well, I want to talk to Jamie instead of you. I think that would even be better. So bring up Jamie. Let's potter out. Jamie, hi, Minnesota. Dr. Mitch here and Irina, welcome to our show. How can we help you today? Is that ridiculous? Okay, so Jamie, that was ridiculous, and you know it. Although, since you brought it up, I don't mind going from there and saying, by the way, you wouldn't say you put natural sperm on your face. Let me correct you anyway, because next time you do a prank call, do it right. And that is because sperm is so little, you wouldn't be able to separate it and put it. So you'd have to say you use semen on your face. Now, semen, which has a carrier fluid and it has other nutrients and things, I would have bought much better than what you said. So next time, at least try to use the correct anatomical material as opposed to that when you want to call and do a prank call. But that was okay. I don't mind. I don't care. Do you care?
No, I don't care.
I don't care either. As a matter of fact, since you did that, let me give you something to think about next time since you wanted to bring that up. There are things in our fluids, that's right, in semen, in vaginal fluids, that actually help prevent disease. And I know you didn't know that because you were just calling to be funny. But there is something in our fluids, especially in certain fluids of the body that have been studied. And believe it or not, there are times where we've seen that fertility is improved by these fluids. Cancer is reduced by these fluids. So there is something. So next time you want to talk about it, you know, give us a shout. You let us know. I'm going back to the and closing out the fact that vitamin D and the use of Argentin 23, whether you put it in your nose and you take the vitamin D, will help you basically stay healthy and, of course, stop you from ending up with becoming sick long term. And it does work for preventing both flu, man flu, and other things of that nature. Now, a recent article about vitamin D, and it is my contention because I think there are more than enough literature on vitamin D to show that it does reduce your chances of getting cancer. As a matter of fact, they have found pretty clearly that people that are diagnosed in summertime live longer of cancer, regardless of when the cancer started. If you're diagnosed in summertime, you live longer. And they believe it's because of the sunshine that people will go relax and get, and the conversion of vitamin D that occurs from the sunlight on the oils of the skin. But this article, of course, there's always a negative one out there. starts off by trying to say that, well, we don't think it does, and we think the evidence is not clear that it does prevent cancer, blah, blah, blah. But then the article, you have to be careful how you read things in the literature. That's, I really do, because this article went on to say, yeah, but if you do have cancer, you live 13% longer.
Isn't that important in cancer?
I would think.
They like said it like, okay, it's not important.
It's not important. It doesn't stop. It's, this article was trying to say that 10 seconds later, it was trying to say that, oh, yeah, you'll live 13% longer. Crazy, right? And a lower risk of dying. That's a lot. Anyway, I think we're going to a break right in this moment. Give us a call and give us a great call. You want to talk to us about something? Look good, feel good, have great sex? Don't feel worried to do it. We're not going to judge you, but give me a question I can really work on. This is Dr. Mitch at 855, Dr. Mitch, 855-376-4824. Or you can text the 561-789-1588. This is CRN One Talk Radio, as well as, of course, 96.1 FM and 1170 The Answer. I think it's time to go to the break. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's time to leave the cocoon. No more rain and cold weather. Enjoy the deliciousness of Columbo's. It's not just the delightful and tender steaks, the to-die-for fish specialties. Columbo Family Italian Specialties, along with jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. It's the feeling you get at Columbo's. It's easy, friendly, not fawning, and so far away from Beverly Hills prices, it makes for, oh yes, experience. It's easy. And don't we all need a large dose of easy and enjoy? Don't deny yourself and the family. It really is good time central. That's why you have got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's Mangia.
We're back, Dr. Mitch. We're here for you from 6 to 7 Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 Eastern, talking how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. And we don't have anything that's off limits. If you have a real question, we're here to give you a real answer. That's what we do during the show. In medicine, we have no judgment. We're here just to give you what you need to become healthy, what you need to become optimally healthy. And if there's a question that you need to have answered, we're here to do that. We try to make sure that you go home every single time that you listen to this show on Sundays with information that allows you to help other folks out there. So I want to divert a little bit. Irina brought an article with her today, and I thought it was a good one to talk about, because one of the things we always like to bring up is a food or something that's good for you. In this case, I guess we would call it an herb, right? There are herbs, lots of them, by the way, that are very, very good for you. And we're just in a midst of, you know, being close to Yosemite now. Beautiful, beautiful herbs and flowers and trees. And this makes sense for us to talk about this morning.
I don't know if it's qualified as an herb. It's a root.
It's more of a root, right?
It's like ginger, like turmeric, right?
Well,
besides
Like, turmeric is an herb.
It's spice.
Uh-huh. So we're going to talk about ginger for a minute. And the health benefits of ginger are just so great. The idea, the best is, of course, is to go get real raw ginger root. There's something about, you know, taking things in their raw state if possible. And the reason that is, because some people say, well, I'll go buy a capsule and I'll just swallow a capsule of ginger or I'll swallow a capsule of some of the extracted components. Remember that every single item has lots of chemicals in it. It's not just one. You know, if you take turmeric, for example, we like to tout the effects of curcumin, which is one substance of turmeric. There are literally hundreds. And often in the combination of these substances, they work synergistically to give you the health benefits. So if possible, it's always a good idea. I'm not saying not to take the extracted, you know, substance that does a lot of medicinal properties. But in the case of these herbs and roots, spices, it's best to try to get them in their raw state, organic, of course, and it will make a difference to your health. One of them that should go in your drink every day or in the morning, or that you should put in some food somewhere along the day, is ginger. It does have a specific taste. It does have a great proclivity to do such wonderful things for you. And some of them I think we should talk about. One of them is, which I'll start us off with, is relief of pain. Ginger is one of the anti-inflammatory substances that we can eat. So if you have arthritis, rheumatoid, any type of pain, ginger should be in addition to your diet pretty much at least once a day, if not often. What else can we see, Irina?
Well, it also helps with immune system. As we were talking before, what we can do to strengthen our immune system, ginger is one of the things that we can use every day. I like to use it in my juice. Just a little bit of the fresh ginger root, it gives it such a nice fresh taste.
So can we use it with our little program that we're teaching earlier to prevent the flu by taking the Argentin and putting that in our nose, taking our vitamin D pills every day? Would it be okay to add ginger? I guess that would be a part of our formidable weapon, I would think, right?
That would be. Mm-hmm. And maybe garlic too. Okay. Honey, you know, natural things that mommies knew.
Yeah, somehow they did. They knew better.
Chicken soup, right?
They used to say
without the salmonella.
They used to say that's right. Without they said that the old wives' tales, but lots of them really still hold true today. It's kind of neat how they can do it. The other thing ginger does, and often you've heard of this in ginger tea, it's a very great aid in digestion. I have found that ginger, one of the best things for helping someone after they eat, to just as a calmative to allow the body and meal to dump faster. It actually helps the stomach. You ever get that feeling, you know, when you eat, the stomach is just bloated? I don't think there's a woman listening to the show that can't say that, oh, yeah, I know that. I feel my stomach's so bloated, I don't know what to do with it. Well, ginger, having a nice ginger tea is very helpful, whereas peppermint would be a poor thing to have after. And people are saying, well, wait, I thought peppermint's very good. It is a very nice tea, but doing it after a heavy meal, peppermint's one of the things that loosens the sphincter. There's a sphincter is something that like a valve, you can think of it. And so when you swallow down your food tube that we call the esophagus, as it enters the stomach, there's a sphincter that allows the food coming from your esophagus to go into the stomach, but not come back up. Makes sense, right? Because we wanted to go down, not come back up. Yet, how many people listening know the idea of GERD, where you have that reflux, and the reflux of the food or acid burns their esophagus, gives them what we call indigestion. And so many, many people know about that, especially if you're overweight, et cetera. As you get older, we have that problem. Well, actually, peppermint makes it worse. So when you go into a restaurant and you overeat, and on the way out you grab that, you know, a handful of that bowl when the person who's taking your money or the person who seats you, the hostess, turns around and you grab half the bowl because it looks like it's going to taste real good. That's the thing. What's that, Mike? 1 minute to break already. Okay, so peppermint wouldn't be a good idea. Ginger is. So you know what we'll do? There's several other things that ginger is so good for. And if you don't have the taste, maybe you can acquire it. And yes, if you can't get anywhere else, ginger root in capsules might be something great for you. We'll tell you a few more really good things with ginger when we come back. But we're looking for you to give us a call. And our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Or you can text us to 561-789-1588. You're listening to, of course, CR1 Talk Radio, 1170 The Answer, with along with 96.1 FM in San Diego. Right back with lots more on how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. Irina and Dr. Mitch will be right back.
We are the Debt Destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a Debt Destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's time to leave the cocoon. No more rain and cold weather. Enjoy the deliciousness of Columbo's. It's not just the delightful and tender steaks, the to-die-for fish specialties. Columbo Family Italian Specialties, along with jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. It's the feeling you get at Columbo's. It's easy, friendly, not fawning, and so far away from Beverly Hills prices, it makes for, oh yes, experience. It's easy. And don't we all need a large dose of easy and enjoy? Don't deny yourself and the family. It really is good times central. That's why you have got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's Mangia.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code FLASH.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Mitch, and it's our last segment of the day. And I just heard the commercial. I love our new product there, Mike, which is having fruits and vegetables in a capsule, because so many people don't eat enough of it. So that's really great. What's the exact name of our product? Nutrigenious. I like it. And I think
that's a good name.
I like it. I think it's a great name. And by the way, I think it's an excellent product. I marked that, Mike, because we'll send this to them. I think they've got something going there with having the fruits and vegetables. I think it's really important. We were actually talking about a product before we went to the break, which, of course, is the ginger. And we just wanted to give you a couple more things that ginger does that's important, which is in the cardiovascular disease component. It can help prevent heart disease, and it does change the cholesterol in a positive way. And it can even be helped with period cramps too. So ginger is a wonderful, wonderful substance. It does make the blood a little bit thinner, not so thin you can't eat it. Don't worry if you're on one of the other drugs. But it does really, really help with cardiovascular. So all around, ginger should be part of your armamentarium of those things to boost your immunity, help heart health, and of course, give you something that will help in many ways, including digestion. Let me go to the last thing of the show today because it's something I haven't had yet. You would think being on my honeymoon, my wife would have quickly got out of bed before the show.
It's 6 a.m.
I'm sorry, everyone 96.1 listening, they're up and going, and pretty much the rest of the country, and even the lady who called in before from Minnesota, I mean, she's up. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to be up, I should have had my cup of coffee, sweetheart. I'm just saying.
Yeah, keep saying.
But now again, you know, I always have to bring coffee to the table. I love my coffee in the morning. I'm going to have it the minute I get off, we finish the show today. But the coffee has been shown, again, for some great things. Caffeine has been shown really to help our brains. I did mention once before that 4 to 6 cups a day actually increases the life of women. They're now saying that it may be actually good for the heart if it's not something that takes your heart and makes it pound too much. There are people, yes, that have an irritated, system where caffeine can make your heart pump more. That's a person who shouldn't drink it. But they used a 220, it's unbelievable. This is the American College of Cardiology. 228,465 people showed that caffeine consumed in moderate amounts actually was good for your heart. Ah, isn't that great? It proved to correlate with, and this is the most amazing part, decreased dysrhythmias, funny rhythms of the heart. And that was if they used about 3 cups a day. So let me say it again. Everyone is always saying, oh, it's bad for your heart, I don't drink it anymore. Lots of times I'll ask people how much coffee they drink. You know, they have to put their head down. They're sorry they're drinking it. I say, hey, I think it's good for you. So here's the American College of Cardiology themselves saying the same thing. Not only is it good for your heart, it's good for your brain, isn't it?
Let's clarify, though, the cup size, because what is considered cup?
About 20 ounces, right? 3 of those. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like the regular Starbucks grande cup is twice as much.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's also good for your brain. It lowers your risk of diabetes and can also lower the risk of cancers as well. We'll talk more about coffee because I love my coffee. Mike, thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you for our new sponsor. Sounds like a great product. Thank you, all the executives of CRN1 and, of course, our executive folks at 96.1 FM as well as 1170 The Answer in San Diego. Until next Sunday, I can't wait to be back. Please do something to stay healthy. I'm going to continue on my honeymoon in beautiful California. And you, Mike, you have a wonderful rest of the day. Irina, ready for our honeymoon?
Ready for our honeymoon.
Let's go. God bless everyone. Until next time, I am Dr. Mitch.